Hey, what's up, guys? It's our podcast that we are hosting on iTunes. I'm your host with nothing. I'm Victor. That's my name. And I got my co-host, Nick. Yeah, we're here. This is our podcast called Tackled. That's what I'm calling it. It's called Tackled. And on this podcast, we will be debating which candidate is better, Trump or Hillary. And that's what we're here. It's juice and jam time. All right. So I got a list of our questions right here. Question one. How do Donald Trump's and Hillary Clinton's views on abortion, whose views are better? Alright, so what Trump is saying is that he is pro-life, pretty much. And Trump is pro-life unless the mother cannot take care of the child, or she was sexually assaulted and wasn't given a choice to have it beforehand. Though Trump does believe that there should be a type of punishment for abortion, and he does want to make it illegal, pretty much.
Hillary is very pro-choice. She believes that women can choose what she wants with her butt. No, hello, you guys said that.
Wrong.
Fuck Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton says that an unborn baby does not have any constitutional rights. So.
Wrong.
So what she's saying is that a lady can kill her kid anytime he wants, as long as it's before the 9 months.
No, what she's saying is that a child that's like a fetus doesn't have like any choice or rights or anything, which is crazy, you know? Like it's kind of true, sort of, maybe. No, it's
expensive. I believe it's true.
Like, I don't even know. But it's like wrong, you know, because it's saying that an unborn baby doesn't have any constitutional rights, which it might not have a choice in anything like birth, but like, come on, it's still a thing, it still exists. It's crazy, man. It's crazy what we've come to. Alright, on to question number two. In what ways do Trump and Clinton's views on immigration differ, and who has a better solution? Trump, he wants to build a wall, which is not the best idea, but it might work. Like, I don't know, it could work. I'm not gonna doubt him. But he seems to be opposed to, like, all immigrations. Like, all immigration, legal or illegal. It's crazy, but I guess he wants to keep America, like, safe, I guess. But,
Hillary preaches how she will fight to keep families together, and that's nice and all, but even I think there should be sort of regulation on immigration, and she seems rather... What the fuck is that word?
Come on, dude.
Literate. Is that what it is?
Lenient.
Oh, lenient when on the topic.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't even really have an immigration plan at all. Like, she just wants it to happen, I guess. Like, she doesn't care, which, I mean,
I think Trump's wall is gonna just put us more in debt.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is pretty expensive. I'm not gonna lie, you know? Like, Mexico's, the border spans from, like, California all the way to, like, the end of Texas. And, like, you're gonna have to cover all that with one wall. That's gonna be a lot of money. And he also says how he's like,
we're gonna build a wall.
and it's gonna have sensors going up from the top and the bottom so no one can go over it or under it. But that's gonna be a lot of money, you know? Like, no joke. Like, oh man, that's just not good. Like, and this guy's like a businessman, and that's just not a good business model. I don't know why he's doing this.
It's because he's a racist.
Yeah, maybe, but we don't know. There's no for sure kind of telling. But I won't doubt it. Not. Anyways, on to question number 3. How do the candidates handle the issue of gun control? Now, I see, like, Trump, he has a really good, like, sort, not really plan, but sort of like the vice versa. Like, he knows that. He sees that Americans have a right to bear arms and allows all the Americans to carry a gun. And he also realized that if he wanted the people to turn in their guns, that only law-abiding citizens would do that, which is exactly what happened because Osama bin Laden wouldn't turn in his gun, you know? Just saying. He also doesn't want, like, guns to be in the hands of terrorists, but really, at the end of the day, well, like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? That's what I wanna know. Because, yeah.
Clinton wants to keep guns out of criminals' hands. Now, that sounds good on paper, but how does anyone do this? I mean, maybe you could look up if they've committed any felonies, but what about people who could soon do that? Because people have guns. They have their ways of getting guns, no matter what.
Exactly. Like, how are we supposed to know who is a criminal and who isn't, you know? Like, a lot of criminals, they don't even look like they'd be criminals. Like, they look like the average business guy who works in a cubicle on the 9-to-5. He's like, he has like a family and stuff, but then all of a sudden it seems like he likes to kill people, which, it's crazy, but
It's pretty easy to get a gun, though. So.
Yeah, like,
I mean, any criminal could get it, even if they put gun controls, so it's not really going to matter.
Yeah, that's
guns
true.
Are going to be here no matter what.
It's too easy to get guns. Like, there's no, like, license or anything. Or, I don't know if they do have a license. But, I mean, it seems pretty easy, like a lot of terrorists. Like, they can get their hands on guns, like, pretty easily. Like that Orlando guy. These terrorists, they're crazy. But on to question number 4. What are the candidates' stances on education? Trump thinks that... Common Core is a disaster, and we will work on creating a better education plan for children, and because I love the poorly educated, but I love the highly educated more, you know, highly educated like me. That's my Trump impression. So, that's a really good, like, statement, because, like, Common Core, I don't know why. The thing is, like, I don't know if it's Common Core specifically, but there will be, like, questions that I'll say, it'll be, like, a math question, and I'll say, like, hey, solve this question, and I'll do that. Like, okay, that's easy enough. But then I'll be like, explain your answer. I hate explaining my answer. Not that, like, well, it is kind of difficult. Like, how am I supposed to explain how I got 2 plus 2? I just did the problem. I completed it. I don't see how I need to explain it, you know? You know? Like, I don't get why people thought this was a good idea. Like, maybe they think, like, that's the sort of tactic to stop cheating in a way. But I don't think that's working. Like, it's surely causing more harm, at least to me, than good. Also, whenever I try to help my brother with his homework, he'll always ask me to help him. I'm like, I don't know how, because they did this. Whose idea was this, really? I'm serious, though.
Hillary Clinton's view on education is an alright plan. She says that she wants to fix up the education system by teaching students on punctuality, discipline, and self-control. How anyone could do that is beyond me, but it's all good effort. Hillary also wants to pay teachers more, which I could really agree with. Teachers are getting paid barely over minimum wage to teach some disrespectful kids things they probably will end up forgetting or never using, which is real shame and crime.
Also, just to digress a little bit, like, there's some things in math that, like, why are they teaching me this? Like, I don't think anyone would ever use that. Even, like, maybe mathematicians, like, it's like a skill. It's like, oh, yeah, you can do that, I guess, but that's not going to be useful in anything, really. Like, seriously, like, I don't know. I don't even know why. But, okay, I mean, I really don't understand with some things, like, some things were just taught and will probably never use, ever. Like, history is, like, probably a good example. Like, a lot of people, like, they teach history, but there's not very many career choices that actually use history in the career choice, you know? So it's weird, you know? I don't get it. I really don't get it, but whatever. Anyways, question 5. What do the candidates think of gay marriage? Trump is plainly for gay marriage for the most part. It seems like each candidate is flip-flopping over. They just want the vote, but whatever. I think he's personally for it, but he still does think that it should be up to the states. So that's how it goes. I mean, okay. Alright.
Clinton also has flip-flopped on gay marriage and was against it, but is now all of a sudden for it. I guess anything to get the vote.
Yeah, Clinton flip-flops a lot, like a lot. Like, 1 year she'll say something, and then the next year it'll be a whole different thing. And it's crazy. At least with Trump, like, if he said 3 years ago, like, I'm gonna build a wall, he's gonna at least say it later. The only thing he's flip-flopped about is gay marriage, and I think that's the only thing he's flip-flopped about. Otherwise, he always keeps his word, which, I mean, is pretty good. I mean, I'd rather have someone who is, like, truthful than someone who's just lying just to get the vote, you know? Well, that's what I think. Anyway, on to question 6. What do Trump and Hillary think about healthcare? Trump specifically, he said, Trump question again. Obamacare was a disaster. Most of us would agree. It's like, it like took the most from everyone's taxes, and it just it did something. It made healthcare more affordable. But in what sense does that really mean? Like, maybe it could lower the cost of healthcare by maybe like 300, but it doesn't make everything exactly free. So I mean, it's not the what Obama did, it wasn't exactly the best plan, since other countries can do way better with less of the money. And I mean, come on, Obama. How? Come on.
Clinton.
Trump does say that he will replace Obamacare with a better healthcare plan that will provide healthcare to those who need it. So, I mean, that sounds like a good idea. I have high hopes for that.
Clinton essentially supports Obamacare, which is not a good healthcare plan. She does seem like she wants to fix it, but how will she? I think if she becomes president, that she will lower the price, I guess, on that and make it better so everybody can.
So everyone can have, like, healthcare?
Yeah, like.
But I don't know, like, like, with Obamacare, that was a flop. Like, it's a joke now. Like, me and my friend, we always, like, use it as a joke. And because it is, really. It's like, oh, man. Because it is a joke. Like, it takes, like, a lot of money from everyone's taxes. And just does a little bit. A little bit to help out those in need, which sucks, but okay. I guess, really. Anyways, on to question number 7. How will Trump and Hillary improve the country's foreign policy? Now, this is what I'm talking about. Trump, it's no joke that terrorism is like a big problem in America. I mean, with all these like shootings like in Orlando and like everywhere, really, like terrorism is like getting big. Like, not big, but it's getting there in a sort of way, you know? Like, it's not the biggest thing in the world. Like, you're more likely to die from an electric shock than by terrorism. But still, it's starting to get to, like, be a really big problem. And it's crazy, you know? But anyways, Trump is saying that he will try to shut all the loopholes and end terrorism in America. Which, I mean, I'm kind of for that, but I still don't know how he's going to do that specifically. I guess we just have to really wait and see what he's going to do. He doesn't really have a plan necessarily, except for, like, stop all migration from, like, Iraq and Iran and Syria going into America. But, I guess.
Clinton wants a no-fly zone in Syria?
Syria, come on, mate.
Clinton wants a no-fly zone in Syria. In other words, she wants to go to war with Russia and Syria. The only way to create a no-fly zone there is to go to war, which would be a deadly decision.
Exactly. Like, I don't think she realizes that creating a no-fly zone in Syria will end up creating a war, because that's the only way that a no-fly zone can actually happen, is if you go to just a war. If you just go to war, you have to do that. And I mean, like, I don't know for sure, but I think America can have a little bit of the upper hand on Syria. Not for certain, but I think that they could. Hold on, let me get this.
I think we could beat them because of our military and our guns and armory and stuff.
Like 108,000 in 2011. I mean, I don't know. It's not that bad. Let's see. We have 1,281,000, so we could probably take them on. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. But watch, let's see. Russian army size. They have around like the same. But the thing is that they have a bigger military budget, and they have access to like a highly deadly like nuclear weapons that could do some serious damage to the American army. It's like, oh no, we're gonna be in trouble if Clinton's elected and she really wants that no-fly zone, because I don't think she realizes what the kind of thing that's going on. And like, she just seems like a very careless like person in general. Like, she deleted like, what was it, like 33,000 emails. Like, it was so many emails though, like, and they're like precious emails. Like, you can't mishandle those at all. Like, seriously, like, no joke, you can't like just like not care about it. You gotta like keep them in a special folder. And she just deleted them. Like, I don't know who could do that. Like, it's beyond me. Like, how could you delete all those emails and just not care? I don't know. And like, the most like interesting like fact, if you didn't know, is that I think it's illegal to like mishandle like very very like sensitive and like precious like emails like that. Like, you can't, that's like illegal. Like, people can go to jail for that. Watch, I'll search this up. Mishandle classified information. Three federal laws Hillary may have violated by. I'm telling you guys, like, I don't know. How is she still in the race? I don't even, dude. I'm serious. Also, like, maybe it's just me. It's not even just me, but, like, she seems to be a bit, like, not in the best form of health, you know? Like, she looks like, there's all these clips coming out where she's having, like a straight-up seizure. And that's, like, wow. Like, how is she not in a hospital yet? That's, I don't even, dude. She has, like, straight-up seizures and stuff, and, like, everyone's talking about, like, oh, is Hillary Clinton sick? And I would probably say, yeah. But, I don't know. I guess no one. I guess, like, that's the craziest part about this election, is that we got, like, this sickly woman who mishandles classified documents, and then we also have Trump, who is, like, he's not even really a politician.
He's a racist.
Just some business guy. I don't even get how this race has even got to this. This race is rigged. Like, it's straight up rigged. Like, I'm telling you. It's like the only people who vote for either. The only people who vote for Trump are rednecks, and the only people who vote for Hillary are feminists. Which is most likely the case, but...
Who are we to judge?
I don't even do it. This race. We have like we got like these allegations coming out that like Trump like has been like assaulting women like sexually, and like I don't know if they're even true. I'm not gonna say that they're true. But I'm just saying that.
Is this who you really want as your president?
Like, seriously. Because
like, really, he's going to go up into that office touching everybody.
Hey, but I mean, like, look at Bill Clinton, all right? Like, Clinton, he's... Oh, nah, mate. He's... Oh, no. He's done some shady stuff. Like, shadier than Keemstar. Like, Keemstar before Keemstar. Like, no joke. Like, he did... Like, he had, like... He committed, like, adultery and stuff. He, like... I don't know, man. And people are saying, like, people are saying how, like, they've been, like, harassed by Bill Clinton. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, it didn't happen, but it didn't or did happen, but it's a possibility, you know, just saying. He's, nah, mate. Yeah. Seriously, though. Like, I don't even know. I really don't. I don't even know how... We need Washington back. Or anybody. Come on, guys. Washington, we need him to have another term. He needs to be president again. Washington president. We need that. We need that. Hashtag Washington 2.0. Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Come on. Come on, guys. We need this. We need this. And that's not a joke. Like, seriously. Yeah. But on the other hand, like, don't make a video, like, saying, like, Hillary Clinton. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. Just don't do that. Because most likely, if you're doing that, you don't know what you're doing. You probably don't know what you're doing. And I'm not gonna... Casey Neistat, why? But really... that's what I'm saying. I don't even do. Well, how about those WikiLeaks, though? Just, yeah. This election, like...
You look like a kidney bean.
We hit the spot.
Daniel's gay.
Like, I'm telling you though, guys, like, this election is crazy. I don't even know why. Why do people want this? But anyways, guys, that was our episode of Tackled. Make sure if you like this, make sure you slap a like on it. Let's shoot for the like goal of 3 likes. If I get 3 likes on this, I don't even know how it works, but if I get 3 likes, I will eat a McChicken sandwich from McDonald's. Yep, this is not a scam at all. And if I hit 10 likes, I will give everyone in Africa a McChicken. This is not a scam. But yeah, so that was my video, guys, or my podcast, if you will. And yeah, have a good day. See ya. Say peace.
Don't send it to me yet, bro.
Say peace.
Peace.
Nice. All right.
We'll edit that.